Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. This month we've been talking about sex and relationships. Today we're going to be talking about how to forgive your partner and move forward after you've been hurt. I think everyone has things happen in their relationship where their partner does something wrong or unfair to them. I mean, I think if we live with anybody, if you're with anybody long enough, they're going to do something that's hurtful. Sometimes they're minor things, just like a hurtful comment. Other times it's larger, like a betrayal of trust. Problem is, if we don't address the past and move beyond it, our relationships are never going to grow. We're always going to be stuck looking backwards, and we don't want that. I've worked with a lot of couples over the years. One thing I've come to realize is that no one ever expects to get divorced. And what I mean is I think most people, probably all people, get married with every intention of staying together forever. So why don't they? Well, if you ask a lot of couples, they'll say it's because of communication, meaning that somewhere along the way they lost the ability to speak to each other. But I don't buy that. I don't think it's usually true. To me, communication's like riding a bicycle. You might be a little wobbly, but you usually don't forget how to do it. Instead, I think things occur over the course of a relationship that affects our ability to want to communicate. For instance, my wife goes shopping and spends more than I thought she would, and then she wants to talk about our budget, and I'm not interested. Not because I forgot how to talk, but because why should I talk to you about money when you're just going to go spend whatever you want anyways? Again, it's not about being able to talk, it's about being willing to talk. And that's a big difference. The problem is, we never know which one of these things is going to end up being a big deal. We don't know which one of these things is going to ferment and then turn into something worse. I can't tell you how many times I've helped a couple get to the root of the issue, only to find out it really wasn't that big of an issue to begin with. It was just something that went unaddressed and festered and grew into something much larger. So how do you move on? A lot of people talk about forgiveness, but very few people actually understand forgiveness. A lot of people have the belief that as time goes on, eventually one morning I'm just going to wake up and suddenly be beyond whatever it was that was bothering me. That I'm suddenly going to wake up and the past is just going to be gone and that my feelings about it are just going to dissipate. And it's just not true. To me, forgiveness is a conscious choice I make to move on. To not hold on to the past, but to look to the future. The more I do this, the easier it gets. And eventually, I will forgive the person and move on completely. Imagine you're going through your relationship and your partner does something to hurt you. And so you go before a relationship judge who basically says, yep, you're right. Your partner's wrong. And then he gives you a choice. You can leave and just sort of accept that bad things happen and that you've been wronged. Or you get a yeah, but card. And this is awesome. Because no matter what your partner says going forward, you get to slam this card on the table and say, yeah, but you did this. Yeah, but you did that. My wife criticizes me for doing something. Yeah, but you did this. And suddenly we move on to something else. And the great thing about this is one, it always allows me to deflect to somebody else. And two, it never really forces me to take responsibility. And so people like that. But here's the catch, because there's always a catch. Your yeah, but card is made of lead and it weighs about 10 or 15 pounds. Doesn't seem like a big deal. But try walking around carrying an extra 10 or 15 pounds for a while. And it's going to take a toll, right? Arms are going to get sore. Legs are going to get sore. Not going to walk as quick as you would. What if it happens two or three or four times and it's 10 or 15 pounds each? Now I'm carrying 40 pounds. Now I'm carrying 50 pounds, 60 pounds. If my partner wrongs me enough times, I'm going to be so weighed down, I won't move at all. And that's what happens. People get so weighed down by the past, they get stuck and they don't move. For me, forgiveness is saying someone did do something I don't like. And I have this yeah, but card I could play, but I'm not going to do it. I could, I'm justified, but I won't. Not because I'm not right to play it. It's just too damn hard carrying this much weight with me. See, forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for me. It's a way for me to carry less weight with me throughout my life. It's a way to lessen the baggage I carry. So if all of us know that forgiveness is important, it's probably something we should do, why don't we do it? And for me, there are a couple of reasons. One is people feel like it lets the other person off the hook. Right? A lot of people feel like forgiving someone lets them off the hook for what they did. Like it says what they did was right or that it wasn't hurtful. The problem is the other person's already off the hook. They've already moved on. They aren't carrying the weight with them. You are. Besides, we already know what they did was wrong. That's how we got the yeah, but card to begin with. Another reason why people struggle to forgive their partners is because it minimizes what I've gone through. People feel like forgiving someone is a way of saying it wasn't that big of a deal, or that in some way I was overreacting. But that isn't true. Forgiving is just saying that no matter how bad something was, I'm not going to carry it with me forever. I'm not going to allow it to weigh me down. Again, forgiveness isn't for them, it's for me. Another reason why people struggle to forgive is because they just don't want to accept the truth about people's behaviors. And the truth is, sometimes people just do crappy things. There's no big reason behind it. There's no big motive behind it. People are just selfish and they just do crappy things sometimes. But a lot of people struggle with that. A lot of people don't want to accept that. They want to look for a bigger meaning, or they want to look for a bigger reason. Because if they find this reason or they find this meaning, then they think that there's a way they can prevent it from happening again. But the truth is, we're not. We're never going to prevent our partner from doing crappy things, just like we're never going to stop ourselves from doing crappy things to our partner. It's just part of the world we live in. Another reason why people struggle to forgive is they like having that card. They like having that yeah, but card. If people are honest, it's nice to have a card to throw on the table. It's nice to be able to point to something else when I screw up, especially if I can do that every time I make a mistake. So a lot of times people hold on to this card because they don't want to give up the excuse. The problem is, the card isn't actually that useful. In fact, most of the time, it just results in both people holding on to cards rather than trying to address the issue. The point is, we don't want to be weighed down by the past. We don't want to limit what we can do because of the weight we're carrying. Forgiveness allows us to lose the baggage and move forward in our relationship. So what's the takeaway? How do we begin doing this? How do we begin working towards forgiving my partner? And for me, it's a process. First, start with a situation where I feel like I've been wronged. And start small. It's actually easier to deal with the small things than the big things at this point. And then I ask myself, how was I wronged? What was done that was unfair to me? And then ask, why would this happen? And again, we don't need to get in some big, deep psychological reason why it happened. Common sense-wise, why did it happen? My husband spent more money than I thought he should. Why? Because he's impulsive. Because he doesn't always pay attention to details. It doesn't have to be a huge thing, like he's trying to sabotage our finances. It could just be that he's kind of not that great. Next, ask myself, are there times where I've done things for the same reason? Not that I've done the same thing, but that I've done things for the same reason, right? If I'm upset that my husband overspent because he's impulsive, have I ever done impulsive things? Have I ever been impulsive in times when I should have thought things out more? And to me, the reason why this is important is because it allows us to humanize our partner and ourselves. It's a way of setting the table. Next, how can I reframe this where I acknowledge what was done without allowing it to weigh me down? And I think ultimately it's going to come back to me accepting that sometimes people just do things they shouldn't do. Lastly, what can I tell myself about a situation when I'm tempted to reach for that yeah, but card? It might be something like, you know what, bad things happen, but I don't have to let it destroy my relationship. Or, you know, even if that person was wrong, I'm wrong right now. Right? The goal isn't that we push blame everywhere. The goal is that we address the problems in our relationship and create a stronger relationship. We only do that when we begin forgiving each other and moving forward. The point is, you can be weighed down by your past, or you can let it go. You can have a pocket full of excuses, or you can empty your pockets and get moving. It's up to you. But few people are going to go as far carrying 50 pounds as they would if they're carrying zero. And that's just a fact, Jack. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Next week, we're going to talk about understanding the difference between goals and plans in relationships. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Into The Fix. Be sure to tune in weekly. I put up new shows every week. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.